Le bile plama yalo. Daha nakun kili video kile. Le KILI. Storytelling. Okay. Voy ya que. Le a pete ya me cha mazas kaska zapta ta. Mazas kaska shakte ha. Вечерш на волнах, а воя, как он же облак. На каком волнах он? На ищ, на каком... Ой, ха-ха. А на каком огне, а на кота, я пипили, а как? Хотя ле... Ле уайя чат, а чак то опи уайя ахэл... И... Илам, че, я пипили. Хотя ле чат, а ле он хипи, а ахэл на каком жи... Семенила изяхал Ланспи чаке Хотя хек чивахи Хотя к сале Умлян ворлака Ча Игрушна ки хинна ха Ки чилал такуку Алма йонки акт Хотя тона она хопта на камха на лила пилавня Хотя на кун лахан на Чанкуя гуна хунх ягла на чеч Хотя Тао мане по лила Пету аште на ха Китала Тхате Я талу хорошо все то хорошо. Ца йог пьягла по. Он говорит, что я отхак при начале. Он говорит, что я не успе. Он говорит, что я пикле делаю семинар, где чайкчи уровень. Раз летхас молокан, чалил так он яхахи, чахе баракт. Он не пыхик так, я вам нету упаян же. И для его вспоминаю, где он на кахан кхан так и кухер на балака. Ча так шахе на ку юна его. Ча, я она гоптан капу на ха. Тук те, кто ле тханши ве чая, тханши анагов там на кае, чилила петон же аште хая, на ко главек та тханши ве чая на я. Тони на кун чунку уна мяна мяна. На кун тонна на не лиза, а к там на ко анагов там на пилауня, на пиламая. Okay, and you're listening to KILI Storytelling Hour. We're coming to you from Porcupine Butte, 90.1 on RFM, 88.7 in Rapid City, and KILIRadio.org on the internet. And thank you for listening. And some of you are just now getting on the road to your home, while you are driving, while you are on the road. Thank you for listening to the Storytelling Hour and Kino Radio. And then I want to thank Lloyd. He's here every evening, and I want to thank him and Kino Radio. I want to thank Kino for the hour, this hour. I come up here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 and share a story. Announcements, always the Lakota language. And this evening, I want to, before I forget, I want to, every Wednesday when I come up, you always say good evening to Charlie up in Martin. And so Tom is probably on his way back to Pine Ridge. I saw his pickup at the school. Tom, if you're listening, have a good evening, and we'll see you again. And Baha, if you're listening, and to my wife Karen, she's probably on her way back from Rosebud. So thank you for listening. this evening I have a short story, and I have some. It's a timeline, but this afternoon I did this with the 8th graders, and they were really interested, and I thought I would share this with you this evening, and then later on when Dylan comes in here, we're going to talk about language. So, my name is Brian Chargencloud, and I come up here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 with a story, some announcements, and always I touch on, always the Lakota language. So before I forget, the powwow schedule for Manderson, Chunkteope, one of the new district school, scheduled for Friday is rescheduled. It's going to be April 27th. So write that down. It's Taichawa GP Okolakiche. So it's been rescheduled till next month, April 27th. So write that down on your schedule. And let's see, that's the only announcement I have from the school. And I was looking through my notes, and I wanted to share this it's about storytelling, and it's written by Joseph Marshall, no? So, and the title of it is What is Storytelling? And I think I read this before, but I wanted to do this again. What is storytelling? The stories each illustrate a virtue that within Lakota culture is essential to balance and happiness. Through the Lakota, virtues such as humility, respect, sacrifice, and honesty carry a different weight and substance than they do in Western culture. For us, these qualities are not so much elusive goals as they are essential parts of everyday life. Now, I underline that. Now, they might be elusive goals, but they are everyday life to us. They are instilled in us as firmly and as specifically as American courtesies, like saying please and thank you, or bless you after someone sneezes. At some point, we are supposed to be the things we learn in the stories: compassionate, honorable, and bravery. We know this because the storytellers live the lessons they impart in their stories, and they practice what they preach. They are compassionate, they are honorable, and they are brave and wise. The stories were and are the foundation of Lakota culture. There is nothing more important. It isn't that we don't care about physical comfort or material possessions. It is because we don't measure ourselves or others by those things. We believe we are measured by how well or how little we manifest virtue in our life's journey. Just wanted to share that I really like this. I got this from one of the Joseph Marshall books. And the title of that was What is Storytelling? So I thought, I это так добраться, так вот и влюбиться. Хаш вечерник или чума. Так хаш и чок он пикал на двойне пожежу кист. Если я пожежу акист. Талимат хаш ле тхакожа нэнс митингши, нэнс невоцаржа вечерна бэна. Но это капина, это мамуски и чупи. Это воадрес и чупи. И швой ваке. Началена токешкин купи кле воаяке, кле на это и чупи на якобы. Все хайчасе. И на кле яке ачи. Так он такой легко отыкал, мой макар. Хал, ягами. Хош, хек так я, варнит, упаиживая его. Ягами я вспоминаю, у нас отыкуйки на уанке. Чатакуйки на уан макар. Хал, да. Ягами хош таку эчунки хэнна лаэ на капа. Ис таку ку таку нишпан. Нхам хохэ хош пашити акэл ин тайм лаэ на. So this evening I wanted to just briefly touch on some important dates and the first one is the period from 1871 to 1924, and the title of that is Allotment and Assimilation Era. And the first one that I underlined was in 1876, Battle of Little Bighorn, and I don't really have to go into that because we all know that date, 1876. And next one, this one here. Next one that I underlined was 1879, Carlisle Indian School. Now this is the beginning of that main word, assimilation. Okay, and the next one was 1880, Civilization Regulations. Now this one here, when they started the Carlisle School, that was to change our culture into, that's the start of the assimilation process. And then this 1880 regulation was to, see, it says here, it outlawed Indian religion, the practice of, say, Sundance or Inipi. So we actually came through these things back then. This was only like, say, 120 years, 130 years. And the next one that I underline is 1887. Now this afternoon, the eighth graders at the school, we had these on the wall. And, I don't really get into it, but we just go through the title and what happened. Just briefly, what that means. And 1887 was General Allotment Act. And it's called Dawes Act. And what that did was, it all the surplus land, it says here, were given away. Now, and then after that, 1890. We all know what happened in 1890. Okay. And then the next page, in 1924, Indian Citizenship Act. 1924 is when we became citizens. Okay, and then the other one is from 1934 to 1960. 1934 is Indian Reorganization Act. That's when our elements started, the tribal councils. And then in 1953, some of us went through there. I didn't go through, but I was, I think my sister went through that relocation. 1953 was called the relocation era. People were sent to places like Dallas, LA, Cleveland, and of course that's part of the Assimilation Act. And that the 1953 relocation is a lot of people came back. A lot of people went to these different seas and then they came back. So that was called a I think it was one of the failures what they call acts. And then the other one I have here is 1960 to 1979. Okay, in that period, in 1972, the Indian Education Act came in. Okay, now this one here is really important. When you're a Lakota teacher, this is when the bilingual and bicultural programs came in. And this one went on until maybe even in the 90s. Okay, and then in 1973, you know what happened then. When did the occupation? Okay, and then, let's see. Another one was the, in 1978, we have the American Indian Religious Freedom Act. Okay, and then, that is it. From 1979 to present, this one here I underline. This is another really important one in the language program. Now, 1972 was the bilingual, bicultural. In 1990, it's called the Native American Language Act. Okay? And this one here, it says here, the Congressional Act made a policy to preserve, protect, and promote the rights and freedom of Native American use, practice, of the American their languages. And then it says here, it'll be, I think they have curriculum in here too. It's going to be part of the school curriculum. So this just happened. Let's see, this is 2012 now. So that's just 20 years ago. When finally the Native American Language Act came in. And this is just recently. Okay. And then the last one I have, this one here is 1994, 1996, is when President Clinton authorized White House Initiative on Tribal Colleges and Universities within the Department of Education to continue the support and development of tribal colleges into the 21st century. That's in 1996. These are just important dates that we went through today. And the ones that I highlighted today was for the 8th graders, for maybe high school is a little different, but for the 8th graders, what I did was I highlighted the 1868 treaty, then I just made a little map and told them that we went over and said the 1868 treaty was where the land where we settled was highlighted. It didn't say give us because it's already ours. And then we highlighted 1877 treaty. 1877 treaty is it's an agreement. It's not a treaty. It's an agreement to mine gold in the Black Hills. And that's all we went. We didn't even go beyond that. But I'm sure a lot of these students, I told them to go home and talk to their parents and see if they know anything about this 1877 treaty agreement. And then we talked about the 1889 treaty. Okay, now, we didn't really get into it, read it, but 1889 treaty is when we were all put into reservations. And I think that started in 1887 with the Dawes Act. 1887, I think I mentioned that in this history, is that the Dawes Act, when we were put on these reservations, then that word surplus came in. And then they made these other, I don't know how many acres, thousands of acres, surplus land. And they were sold to settlers. We wanted to just know, like, if someone says 1868 treaty, then they will have, they will know what that did. And then 1877 treaty, 1889 treaty, 1887 Dawes Act. I think we are into just 5 treaties. So those are really important to know, and especially when you get into a high school, I'm sure they read the whole thing and try to understand it. I've been here for many years and I still don't read the whole treaty. Tanashi Robert and I, we used to talk about the 1868 treaty, but we stopped at article 6, and never got into the 1877 treaty. We never got into the 1889 treaty. But those are very important events that we should know. And on the way up here, Dylan and I, he teaches 8th grade. And when he comes in here, he'll tell us what he teaches. But we were talking about the language, this this Native American language, like 1990. Even people, like, say, he went to school in Colorado, and we're here in South Dakota. And when we, like, over in some different parts of the country, like over there, they listen to English, they learn English, and then they're trying to learn Spanish. Over here, we speak English, and then we try to teach, learn the Lakota language. And no matter where you are, it's very hard, because the English language is, by now, it's, to some people, it's their number one language, their tongue. It's not, it's their first language. And for us, like myself, my first language is Lakota, and then my second language is English. But the students that I teach, the time they, some of them hear Lakota language is when they come into the school, when they come through that door at the school. And when they leave that door, then everything is English. And maybe even beyond that, the only time they hear the Lakota language is maybe when they come into my room, my classroom. Maybe going to the other classrooms is all in English. And we were talking about the immersion. And right now we lay, like, we call, I think, kindergarten, first grade, and second grade immersion, but it's not total immersion. It's not all Lakota through the whole day. It's Lakota and then English. So we actually, I was looking at this timeline thing. We're still doing, like, back in 1972, the bilingual. But today we call it immersion. But we're doing the best we can to teach as much Lakota as possible. That's why we call it immersion. So when our children go into that school, everything is written in English. And like Dylan was telling me that when he went to school in Colorado, everything is in English, and then there's some Spanish Spanish written in some places. Like if you go on the airlines, if you ride the airplane, there's English language and then they have Spanish. But the other thing is, there's informal and there's formal. So sometimes, like when you learn the Spanish language, they find themselves learning formal language. And I wonder if that's, and I think it is same as the Lakota language. We teach a lot of language, but maybe we are doing the same thing. Maybe we're formal. We're too formal. we're not teaching them their everyday Lakota language. Now, if you're a teacher, a Lakota teacher, then sit down and think about it. Even if you're a Lakota speaker, think about it. When you teach your children the Lakota language, do you teach the everyday language? Maybe we're not realizing that we're too formal, like the Spanish. So like, when you learn the Spanish language, and you go to, say, Spain, and you talk to the local people, they probably won't understand. And I wonder if it is like that here, with the Lakota language. To me, I don't think it's the same. I think the way we teach it is the everyday language. But, you know, that's something to think about. It's really, and then sometimes we teach words. Like one student told me that he was given 50 words, and they told him to look it up in the dictionary. And I don't think that's a way to learn the Lakota language. So, which, you know, like every day we look for different methodologies. And hopefully someday that we will make a Lakota speaker. So it's really hard. It's but we're trying. We're doing everything we can to make just one Lakota speaker, maybe two. And all schools are doing a really good job. And Friday, we're going to Pier, and those of us that work with Ocheti Shakoi, we are doing assessments. What we teach, we're going to assess, I think it's like at the third grade, second grade, fifth grade, and eighth graders, and the seniors, and see how well they understand what we're teaching. Well, that's another thing. Are we all on the same page? That's going to be the problem. Maybe I'm teaching in Wounded Knee, my teaching may be different from Kyle. It could be different from Crazy Horse. Well, there's only like six schools that go to these meetings with Ocheti Shakoi. Among them is one of them, Wounded Knee, Crazy Horse, St. Francis, Enemy Swim, and Sisseton. Who else? I mentioned Crazy Horse, Porcupine. Pine Cynthia is one of them too. So maybe we're all doing something different, and then maybe the assessment will be different. We'll find that out Friday. And then of course the students, how well they take that test. It's not, maybe it isn't everyday language. Maybe it's formal language. We don't know. We'll find out. But it is really good. It's a really good, to me, it's something that needs to be done to find out how well our students are learning, what they are learning, how they are learning. So it's really important that we find out if our teachings are really like the third graders, the fifth graders, the seniors, the eighth graders. See if they're learning anything. And maybe from that, we will, as teachers, we will learn something. So that's, let's see, that is all I have on there was only one announcement that I brought, and that was the power at Manderson is rescheduled to April 27th. And I think Dylan is really busy talking to Tom, so I wanted to give him a chance to say a few words, but we're pretty close to 6 o'clock now. So maybe next time I'll come with Dylan and we'll talk about immersion. So I will throw it back to Lloyd. And maybe he will play one of those tunes that bring back memories. I think he sits up here and remembers all those memories. So I want to say thanks to Lloyd. Filamayala.